Blog Talk Radio.
And if he's there, then I hope that he's pleased with me. This is not done easily, I cook Mike. But the rhyme books that I write change since the father's aim is to see Jesus Christ look alike.
Come on, guys, now please, let you bust Glocks, rocking your socks, spot hot on the block, stay ducking from the cops. Yeah. Not moved by your Hummer 2, is rap will plumble you. Hope these bars trouble you, cause you're in trouble, dude. This too, as you flues on your late night peruse, beastly, like a zoo, eating men like you. Yeah. Peanut, see young buck, buck wild, copy the ghetto style, though the ghetto's foul. Woo. Please, man, your jag ain't digging when you're drunk, and you crash into a tree in a frenzy. Get high off weed and Remy, yeah. Wanting more like Demi. Lead a club on your skinny, watch some chicks acting friendly. AIDS waits in your first blind date, cause it was a blind date, you walk in a blind face.
Come on.
Please, man, y'all listen. Living reality, y'all wishing. Death flirts, you're all kissing. All missing when judgment day comes, cause you can't stand in judgment, not believing in the sun. Please, man, I want him to be pleased when he comes. Not words, just faith in the sun.
Come on.
Please lose your guns, we gon' continue.
him on Jesus.
Yo, I'm screaming out, hurry Lord, hurry Lord. What was once beautiful was pure ugly, Lord. You know, I'm saying before I'm buried, Lord. I'm hoping for your perfect will to be open and real. Trying to stay broken and provoked to show up in the field. Centerville, Centerville. I feel right at home, was in the hospital with a kid that was almost killed for buying chrome. Wrestle with the Bible, can I leave that light alone? Blessing and survival, lose the life you tryna own. In reference to my Bible, I know that he real. I'm responsible for mama, let's not act like he don't steal. Kill and destroy men, women, girls, and boys. Dream of the day that I can watch him be deployed. God's promise, something we cannot avoid. Sayonara to the armor of the occult. And farewell to our unrighteous revolt. A step further than King's dream, and Mel King's dream. The Trinity, the universal supreme team. I know I'm foul, but I hunger for the thunder. The cracking of the sky before the chariot arrives. There is forgiveness for us Iscariots. His vest is blood dipped, his tongue sharp as an arrow tip. Now these J's I got on sicker than asthma. But please, they could have kept these and brought me back to master.
King of heaven, king of glory, bring them back. Calm the sea and walk the water, bring them back. The definition of true love, bring them back. He died in cold blood, bring them back. Retro. Retro, 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 retro.
I'm screaming out, hurry Lord, Maranatha. We out here in the final days, the last chapter. How long will it last? I can't give an answer. But I was sent from the dispatcher to preach to the broken and fractured, scattering seed. The God who made us is holy and we are guilty before him because of our wicked deeds. They say, I don't need your religion or pleading petitions to receive a bleeding savior to save me from my condition. But when Jesus returns, it'll be a traumatic scene. That's why I play the sermon clip and unload the magazine. Glory to the King, there is mercy for sinners. The gates of heaven are open, there's only one way to enter. It might sound dogmatic, but if your faith is static, when you stand before God, then it's more than problematic. That's why I'm so emphatic, no matter the demographic. Without Christ, life will end tragic. Yo, I used to be a dead man, walking in the darkness, spiritual carcass. Now I'm alive because my God lives. I preach the same gospel that the gospel of John gives. The same gospel that Jay gives, and the same gospel that John gives. Timeless vintage, the message doesn't change. But on that day when he arrives, that's when everything changes. New heaven and earth, sin and suffering is over. And the glory of the King will be seen full exposure.
King of heaven, king of glory, bring them back. Calm the sea and walk the water, bring them back. The definition of true love, bring them back. He died in cold blood, bring them back. Retro, 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 retro.
MOD coming with that heavyweight lyrical artillery, you get me?
Yeah. Oh, you mean UK to USA, straight collaborate, you get me?
Hold up, Cruz Cordero and the ambassador. What we gonna do right now is hit that little cipher in a national style. Bring it.
With the same season finesse, I'm back to speak and bless. Preach Jesus for these three reasons. He's the way, the truth, the life, so please believe him. And take heed of this beam, we keep my heart beating with breath deep in my chest. Bringing all of your Christian war rhymes to digest. I'm just a teacher to test, but a student at best. Placing my truth for life on top of my teeth to death.
Jesus, he's the genius. I have to confess, he taught me how to eat good like you should instead of feeding my flesh. I reflect back when that evening Christ was bleeding to death. As I'm reading the text that keeps me in check, I'm critiquing the meaning of God that God we love. Peeping his best, following each of his steps while leading the next, leading the reps, equipped to reach and effect every region with the gospel from the east to the west. Cause life without Christ is like having a deep or less without the keys.
Tell me, what's the reason for the things that you believe in? If it ain't the sun, then you're minus, you're freezing. As we be, metaphorically speaking, no flattery or sucking up or man pleasing. No compromising, no appeasing, twisted and false teaching. By the throat we be squeezing, man says,
all I need is adjustment, just a little bit of tweaking.
He's good at philosophically speaking, but that don't solve the problem, so don't adjourn the meeting. Sin in God's gospel so stink, it's freaking. His word is like a missile, not heat but soul seeking. Leaving your conscience pricked, your heart beating. Like damaged pipes, we don't stop leaking and speaking. Like VU meters peaking. Green finger seeds sowing and fruit reaping. Much fruit, real disciples, word keeping. With inside Bible study type teaching and outdoor preaching. From here to the ends of the earth reaching. And Jesus is still in the game of sin releasing. So just lift up your eyes because it's soul saving season. Fear forgiveness, we ain't out to get even. Acts chapter 7, yeah, we bring it like Stephen. Real bread from heaven, true manna that's uneven. Then if we don't scream and shout, the rocks will be crying
from out. From Bronx to Brixton, Philly, to London, Piccadilly. This is for old rats and ill billies and politicians up on Capitol Hill. For real, we come to spread the word of God, no matter how you feel. Because now things are a shame in this nation that claims to profess the Lord's name. Like out in universities and in the high schools, they have banned the Bible and say it's for fools, and yet still choose to be preaching all that speculation. Natural selection instead of Jesus' resurrection. It takes more faith to believe in evolution, cause it's a theory whose evidence has been disproven. Man's philosophies ain't nothing but profanity. Without no absolutes, we only breed immorality and depravity, anarchy within humanity. Godlessness is the root of all insanity. But great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh before not witnesses. Beneath the cross, Darwin's wisdom ain't but foolishness. Because he cannot give us purpose over righteousness. Oh yes, our faith has sure evidence. Jesus rose on the third day like sweet smelling incense. To the deceased he's a stench. To those who believe and receive and repent, he is a life-giving fragrance.
Amen. We make noise for Jesus like bracket. It's not an act, in fact it's a habit practiced by Christ fanatics. While you laugh, it's amazing how we have this thing you lack is. Relationship with the triune package. With no slackers, we rap to put Christ on the map, kid. Times are drastic, but some are laughing like a slapstick. Grasp it. Ask if you can hack grass in its facets. The math is man plus sin equals casket. Added to that is the revelation where the passage. Since after you die, you judged and you burn like acid. We're all born in this basket. I know you fasted. Went to church, took new members class and passed it. When the bad news is better as when it's with Jack Ross. The good news can shine like diamonds on black cloth. Now back off. Shift the cavalry with grace flows out of the body of a savior with man-made holes. Think of the ache show. Think of the face blows. Think of the grave clothes. But remember the praise goes. When he got up, case closed. Let's break down the praise mode. Yo, redeem hip-hop or say ho.
Mic check 1212. What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm your homie Oasis. Today's topic, y'all know how we do it about this time. This is still Bible study. Yeah. Jesus and hip hop. Yeah. This is still Bible study. You know what I'm talking about? Mixed with hip-hop that glorifies God. Hallelujah to our Lord God. So, yeah, man, we just take three chapters and get into them chapter by chapter and verse by verse. Appreciate everybody tuning in. So, part one will be 1 Samuel chapter 28. So, you can go ahead and turn there because that is where we're going to start at. Part one will be 1 Samuel chapter 28. 1 Samuel chapter 28. Part two will be Isaiah chapter 56. Part two will be Isaiah chapter 56 and part 3 will be James chapter 1. We start a new book. Starting to study a new book, which will be James chapter number 1. So that's part 1, 1 Samuel chapter 28, 1 Samuel chapter 28, part 2, Isaiah 56. Isaiah 56. And part 3, James chapter number 1. You know what I'm talking about? Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us throughout the day. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for being the God of justice. Thank you, Father, for letting us finally be able to see your hand in something, and override what's been going on in this country. Thank you, Father, for you are the one that said the first is going to be last and the last is going to be first. And we know you don't lie, so that's why we're coming to say thank you, Father. Glorify you, Father. And I pray right now that people will trust you and still not trust this government, but trust you. Don't let us put any other gods before us. Let us come to you, the one and only true and living God, Jesus the Christ. Have your way. And if we don't come, Father, because you've been so good and so gracious to us, if we don't come, Father, you the judge. Your will be done. Have your way, Father. Thank you for loving us. We ask for forgiveness. It's available to all of us, but for those of us that ask, we receive your forgiveness, Father. We ask you to forgive us for our flaws and shortcomings and sins, Father. But thank you, we can come to you, ask you for forgiveness. We receive your forgiveness, and you cleanse us. Yeah, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from our sins and unrighteousness. So we're going to continue to glorify you through it all. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, Father, on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for helping us to understand your scriptures. Thank you for your spirit of truth that teaches us and leads us and guides us into all of the truth. And most of all, exalts Jesus. Continue to just have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. We up in here, man. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. When we ready, Jesus and hip hop. Yeah, we still on this Bible study. Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm talking about? Know that. Yeah, Jesus is the coolest thing ever. Hip hop wouldn't be cool if it wasn't for Jesus. That sound cliche, that sound funny, but it's the truth. You know why? Because Jesus is the truth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me show you how cool the hip hop wanna, you know, get a reputation now with you getting shot and surviving. You know what I'm talking about? But no, Jesus got crucified, he died. And then God raised him back up. Yeah, that's gangster right there. Jesus died in the grave, buried everything. While he was buried, he still went and took over. Got the keys from hell and everything. So he still was handling business because he descended and then he ascended too. You know what I'm talking about? And resurrected. Like, bro, please. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eternity. He operating in eternity. We get caught up in his physical and think that's it, even though we see it passing away. Come on, man. Look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. All right, let's go ahead and jump into these scriptures for today. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am Oasis. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Let's go ahead and go to 1 Samuel chapter number 28. Jump it off for this first part. 1 Samuel chapter 28. Contact info if you want to contact us or your homie right here, Oasis, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. All right. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. Email us to receive our good newsletters. Also to order the audiobook of Look to Me by Oasis and the album The Gospel of Jesus Christ by Oasis. So hit the email up When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. You can receive our good newsletters and you can also order your audiobook and your album. You know what I'm talking about? All right, for sure with it. So let's go, man. 1 Samuel, chapter number 28. We're just going to kick it off. Verse number 1 says, "Now it happened in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for war to fight with Israel. And Achish said to David, 'You assuredly know that you will go out with me to battle, you and your men. You assuredly know. You assuredly know that you will go out with me to battle, you and your men.' So David said to Achish, 'Surely, you know what your servant can do.'" Look at David. "You know what I can do." "Yes, sir." David killed his tens of thousands. You know what I'm talking about? Look at David. You know what? He ain't arrogant. He confident. So David, and plus he gave Achish his word now. So David said to Achish, and that's one thing about God. Yeah, and that's what he wants. He wants somebody that's real. He wants real people. Can't, are you going to keep your word? They call it the good definition. I mean, the good word is integrity. You know what I'm talking about? Well, do you keep your word and can you stay true? You know what I'm talking about? Can you stay true? You know what I'm talking about? And can you, you know, really, do you keep your word, man? So David said to Achish, "Surely you know what your servant can do." And Achish said to David, "Therefore I will make you one of my chief guardians forever." That's what Achish said to David. "Therefore I will make you one of my chief guardians forever." You know what David can do, man. David, the one that knocked Goliath out. You know what I'm saying? Cut his head off, killed him too. So knocked him out, killed him, what have you. You know if he was dead when he hit him with the rock? Probably was, because he hit him with the rock. The rock is Jesus, in case you didn't know. Yeah, hit him with one of them rocks, the rock. Hit him with the rock. Knocked him out, then cut his head off with his own sword. And killed, you know, David is a warrior for God. So, yeah, God got an army too. All right, then. 1 Samuel chapter number 28, verse 3 says, "Now Samuel had died, and all Israel." Now Samuel was the first prophet. Samuel was the first prophet. He the one that God used to anoint David as king. Okay? Saul was the king first. So Samuel was, you know, the one that anointed Saul too, who God used to anoint Saul, which was the first king of Israel. But the original plan of God was to have no man over his people Israel, but he was going to be king over Israel. God himself was going to be king over Israel, but Israel is the one that requested a king, because they were looking at the other nations' king, a man king. All right? That's why let God be your king. Yeah, let God be your king. Let God be your queen. Yeah, that's to the single folks. Yeah. Stop looking for a king and a man or a queen and a woman and put God first. That's the point. Then he'll send you who he got to send you, because he said it ain't good for man to be alone. That's what God said. It also said he that finds a wife finds a good thing. That's what the word of God says. Okay. Let me get on back over here to Bible study. 1 Samuel. Yes, sir. It's the truth in it, huh? It's all word. Somebody says it's all word. It's all the word of God. All right. 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse number 3, "Now Samuel had died, and all Israel had lamented for him and buried him in Ramah, in his own city. And Saul had put the mediums and the spiritists out of the land." Now, Saul put the mediums and the spiritists. Y'all see, these are the psychics and, you know, mediums. Another, look, check this out. Medium. It's another word for medium is media. Yeah, you might be more familiar with media, but it's a medium. It's a middle person, right? The middle little dark side, though. Okay, Now, it's just to point that out, but the word going to back me up in a minute. Watch this. Now, Samuel had died, and all Israel had lamented, cried, mourned for him, and buried him in Ramah in his own city. And Saul had put out the mediums and the spiritists out of the land. Then the Philistines gathered together and had came and encamped at Shunem. So Saul gathered all Israel together, and they encamped at Gilboa. Verse 5 says, when Saul saw the army of the Philistines, he was afraid. Now, look, when you got faith in God, remember, your physical situation does not dictate how God is operating in your life necessarily. Saul, looking at the army that's coming against him, it's a physical army coming against him, he get afraid because he see what's coming at him. We don't get afraid because we get faith in God. If you see something strong coming at you, you got going through something real strong, then you know you got a God. When you think, you know, God is your father, he is the Almighty, so he's stronger than whatever is coming against you, whatever opposition, whatever way it's coming. Right now, Saul, he's facing the army, but the Spirit of God has left Saul. So let's go ahead and read this. But the Spirit of God is on you, right? You following Jesus? Well, all right, then. High five in the Spirit. All right? 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 5 says, when Saul saw the army of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart trembled greatly. Now, look at the difference between Saul and David. David said in verse 2, surely you know what your servant can do. I'm with you. I'm ready to fight. Saul over here see the army and he afraid. That's the difference between when you got God for you and then God left you. God is for David. David is for God, but Saul, God is not for Saul. He left Saul because Saul left him. Now let's keep reading. Let's look at what Saul did now. And remember when we first started off in the beginning of 1 Samuel, God told them what kind of king that they were going to have over them. And it was not good what God told them. So, when you get to keep reading, you will see the details of, you know, the rest of the story. It goes into detail. That's why you have to spend time with God and read the word yourself. Not only read it and hear it, you got to hear what it says, and you got to do what it says as well. Hear and do. Right now, 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 5 says, when Saul saw the army of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart trembled greatly. And when Saul inquired of the Lord did not answer him. Mm-hmm. What you going to do the next time you get in trouble because you ain't been acknowledging God, you ain't been studying him or nothing, you been blessing, you ain't been thanking him or nothing. So what you going to do the next time you get in trouble and you call on God, he don't answer you? Because we see right here. So you got to take, don't take man word for it, take God's word for it. You see in the word of God, it's showing you right here that Saul cried out to the Lord and the Lord did not answer him. This is 1 Samuel chapter number 28, verse number 6. When Saul inquired of the Lord did not answer him either by dreams or by Urim or by the prophets. There's three ways: by dreams, by Urim, or by the prophets. Now, I'm not quite sure what Urim, U-R-I-M, is. You know what I'm saying? Dreams. I know what that is, and prophets. That's how God's speaking. I'm just going to put Urim being his word, though, because I know that you can't go wrong by that, and he does speak by his word. You know what I'm talking about? All right? Now, you can get the you know, man's definition, or get more understanding if you want to, and look up U-R-I-M for yourself. You know what I'm talking about? See some synonyms or something like that. Maybe I'll do that in a minute. Verse 7 says, then Saul said to his servants, find me a woman who is a medium. Remember what I said about the medium? Another word for medium is media. A medium is a witch. You know, specializing in witchcraft, man. Mm-hmm. Not doing miracles, doing witchcraft. God does miracles. Jesus do miracles. The ones that follow Christ, we do miracles. Okay, well, he does miracles through us, right? Okay. But then you got some folks that's operating in witchcraft that do magic. Okay, all right then. Now, verse 7, then Saul said to his servants, find me a woman who is a medium. Why are you doing this? Because the verse right before that says the Lord did not answer him when he called out to the Lord. Some people so quick to, don't count on the Lord and don't call on him. You see what I'm saying? They're going to call on something or somebody else first. They nowadays got more faith in the doctors than they got in Jesus' healing power. Mm-hmm. Verse 7 says, then Saul said to his servants, find me a woman who is a medium that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, in fact, there is a woman who is a medium or a witch or media. Come on, man. Media. Satan deceived the whole world now. He using media to do that. Because media covers what? The television. You done heard it before. Telling lies to your vision. All right. Media covers the television. It covers the radio. The airwaves, right? Prince of the air. See what I'm saying? That's why we need Bible study. Yeah. Media covers the internet too, don't it? Media covers the news, don't it? Medium. Look up both of them. I'm telling you, you'll see. Media, medium. Synonym. Media. Better stop getting caught up in the media and look at this word. Get the meat of the word. How about that? 1 Samuel chapter number 28. In fact, there is a medium, right? Verse 8 says, so Saul disguised himself and put on other clothes, and he went and two men with him, because remember, he's still King Saul right now, but God left him, though, because he left God first. So Saul disguised himself and put on other clothes, and he went and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night, and he said, please conduct a seance. Told you. Which I thought this was new stuff, seances and magic and witches and all. This ain't nothing new to the Bible covering this. It's Old Testament. We got a lot more Bible to go. You see what I'm saying? So we in 1 Samuel chapter number 28. So please conduct, verse 8 says, please conduct a seance for me and bring up for me the one I shall name to you. Check this out. Let's keep reading. Verse 9 says, then the woman said to him, look, you know what Saul has done, because remember, Saul got rid of him. Remember what it was in verse 3? Saul had put the mediums and the spiritists out of the land, but now he disguises himself and he going to a medium and he going to a spiritist. 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 9. I told you, this Bible ain't boring, man. I better quit listening to the lies of Satan, but it's the most interesting thing on the earth, and it's real. And it's powerful. It'll power you up. It'll change you. I'm talking about change your heart. You'll start being a believer of God. You see what I'm saying? You'll start trusting him. You'll give him your life, and then you'll start getting the benefits of his kingdom. These blessings will start coming on your life and through your life. That's the same blessings that happen in this word of God will start happening to you. So 1 Samuel chapter 28. Verse 9 says, then the woman said to him, look, you know what Saul has done. And she talking to Saul, but she don't know that's him. Look, you know what Saul has done, how he has cut off the mediums and the spiritists from the land. Why then do you lay a snare or a trap? That's another word for snare. Why then do you lay a snare for my life or a trap for my life to cause me to die? And Saul swore to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord lives, no punishment shall come upon you for this thing. You're trying to set me up. A trap. That's what a trap do. A snare. Trap. Set me up. What? So Saul, verse 10 says, and Saul swore to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord lives, no punishment shall come upon you for this thing. But Saul is corrupt now. He's a corrupt king, all right? At first he was about God, then he was doing, listening to God, but then he got off the path. But remember, God told them in the beginning what kind of king they were going to have. And then God came after Saul. He came with a king, raised up another king, anointed another king that was after his own heart, which is David, who killed Goliath. You know what I'm talking about? And, so many others, because he's a warrior king. 1 Samuel chapter 28. Says, In verse 11, y'all ready? Then the woman said, whom shall I bring up for you? And he said, bring up Samuel for me. Look at this, man. This is about to get real crazy. This is how real this stuff is, man. I don't believe it unless it's in the Bible. That's how I go. Base everything off the Bible. All right? Now, this world is crazy, but it'll try to leave the Bible out now. He asking to bring up Samuel. Remember, we just read Samuel's dead, right? Verse 3, Samuel had died. And they lamented for him. They cried for him, had his funeral, what have you. All right? Homegoing, as we call it, do these days. In his own city. Yeah, it's only a homegoing if they know the Lord. If they die and they know the Lord, all right? And Saul had put the mediums and the spirits out of the land. So, yeah, Samuel had died. So now he done went to a medium. I told you that's a witch. That's a witchcraft person, right? A medium. Watch that media, I'm telling you, media. We take our time with it. It's Bible study. We got to understand this word, man. You know what I'm talking about? Thank you, Father, for your teaching and your Holy Spirit helping us to understand this. The spirit of truth. We're in 1 Samuel chapter number 28, verse 11. It says, then the woman said, whom shall I bring up for you? And he said, bring up Samuel for me. Now remember, Samuel is already dead. Now let's keep reading. Look at this. Verse 12 says, when the woman saw Samuel, she cried out with a loud voice, and the woman spoke to Saul, saying, why have you deceived me, for you are Saul? When the woman saw Samuel, because she into the dead realm now. Samuel is dead. She in the spirit realm. That's how you know the spirit realm is real. Now you can either operate in it for God, or you can ignore it, or you can be operating in it for Satan. And right now, this is one of the people that's operating in it for Satan. This is crazy, man. This is some magic witchcraft. Watch, bring up the dead, talk to the dead. Watch this. Let's keep reading 1 Samuel chapter 28. This is verse 12. 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 12 says, when the woman saw Samuel, she cried out with a loud voice, and the woman spoke to Saul, saying, why have you deceived me? For you are Saul. She saw Samuel in the spirit, because Samuel is dead now. Samuel, he's gone. And when she saw Samuel, she knew that was Saul that was talking to her, because remember, Saul disguised himself. He want her to bring up Samuel. So why you want me to bring up Samuel? Now I know who this is that's bringing up Samuel. That's Saul, right? That's what she's saying. Why have you deceived me? For you are Saul. Verse 13 says, and the king, remember, he's still king, in that role. And the king said to her, do not be afraid. What did you see? And the woman said to Saul, I saw a spirit ascending out of the earth. This is a real woman who's living like me and you, but she's tapped into the dark side, right? It does exist. This Bible lets you know that the right side and the wrong side exist. The light exists and the darkness exists. Now, who in the heathen have been telling us not to go into the light all these years? That had to be the darkness. Don't go into the light, bro. Why not? Shoot, the earth is not an everlasting thing. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Everybody want to go to heaven. Nobody ready to die, huh? Nobody want to die? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trying to stay on earth? Only if you're living for God. For God I live, for God I die. That's how it becomes. All is vanity anyway. It is what it is. 1 Samuel chapter 28. It says, where we at? Verse number 13. And the king said to her, do not be afraid. What did you see? And the woman said to Saul, I saw a spirit ascending or rising up out of the earth. So he said to her, what is his form? And she said, an old man is coming up, and he is covered with a mantle. I see an old man ascending. He rising up out of the earth, and he's an old man is coming up, and he is covered with a mantle. Now, this part reminds me of, if you're old enough to know, the movie Ghost. And it's not the only movie, but it reminds me of Whoopi Goldberg. She was a witch in there or something. She was the one reading the crystal ball and all that. Because the lady lost her boyfriend, Patrick Swayze, and all that stuff. and she seen him. So that's what this remind me of. But that was just a movie. But that go to show you how movies and stuff be based off of truth. They'll put it in there subliminally. You see what I'm saying? That's why you need to read the Bible, the Word of God. It ain't going to be subliminal nothing. He going to give it to you. It's powerful. He ain't going to hide nothing. He's going to open it up for you. It's going to empower you. You know what I'm talking about? He's not here to deceive you. That's what Satan do. Tricks you. Jesus came that you might know the truth, the way, and the life. All right? So, she see an old man, this is verse 14, 1 Samuel chapter 28, coming up. He is covered with a mantle, and Saul perceived that it was Samuel. And he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed down. Verse 15 says, now Samuel said to Saul, why have you disturbed me by bringing me up? Look at this real stuff, real demonic witchcraft activity going on, right? She tapped into the dark realm. This is the medium who Saul went to, because remember, Saul went to God to inquire of the Lord, but the Lord left him. He didn't answer him. Yeah. What are you going to do when you get in trouble and then you call on God and he don't answer you no more? It ain't nothing that he done. It's going to be something that you done. So now Samuel, remember, he dead. So she done tapped into the death realm. And now Samuel is talking to Saul. This is 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 15. Now Samuel said to Saul, why have you disturbed me by bringing me up? And Saul answered, I am deeply distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God has departed from me and does not answer me anymore, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore, I have called you that you may reveal to me what I should do. Then call this man from the dead through a medium, talking to him like he's alive. Y'all see this going on. This is 1 Samuel chapter 28. This is the Bible, man. This ain't no Harry Potter. This ain't no wizard book or nothing. This is the Bible, the Word of God. If y'all believe them other books, close them and start believing this one, though, because this one is the real one. The other ones will bite from this and won't give this word, it won't give it its props. Yeah, just like science, they'll study the works of God and won't give God his props. Okay, 1 Samuel, let me go ahead and read the book. Let me read myself back on over here on track. Let's get back over here, because this one got real good. 1 Samuel chapter 28. Oof. Verse number 16 says, then Samuel said, so why do you ask me, seeing the Lord has departed from you and has become your enemy? How are you going to ask anybody else or go to anybody else on this earth or take anything else on the earth if God is the one that ain't even studying you? Why do you ask me, seeing the Lord has departed from you and has become your enemy? What you asking me for? I'm somebody who loved the Lord. You see what I'm saying? And the Lord has become your enemy. So why are you asking me if my Lord and your Lord is your enemy? Why I'm going to help you? You see what I'm saying? That's what Samuel. Yeah, then Samuel said, why do you ask me, seeing the Lord has departed from you and has become your enemy? 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 17 says, and the Lord has done for himself as he spoken by me, for the Lord has torn the kingdom out of your hand and given it to your neighbor David. He done gave it to somebody after his own heart. Right here is David, but it don't matter what his or her name is, as long as you are after God's own heart. God got something for you. Are you about God's business? Or do you have your own life on the pedestal? So a lot of folks going to get messed up because they got their own life on the pedestal instead of having God on this pedestal. They're having God on the pedestal of their own life. They got their life on the pedestal, though. Okay. Y'all don't want to hear the truth, huh? But it's true. Anyhow, 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 17. So this is what happened when Samuel was living. So now he's dead. That go to show you that eternity, it, like, death don't rule. Death don't even rule on earth, because Jesus swallowed death up in victory. So Jesus is the Lord. Jesus rules. So after you die on the earth, that's why Jesus said, I show you who you fear. Don't fear the one that can kill your body. Don't fear coronavirus. Don't fear man and the bullets and none of that either. But I show you who to fear. Fear the one that can kill your body. And after that, though, so after he kills you, then you still got to face him. He said, fear the one that can kill you, because God can kill you. Fear the one that can kill you. And after that, after he kills you, you still got to face him, and he could throw you in hell. That's who you fear. Not nothing that kills your body, okay? So y'all can miss me talking about the mask and the vaccine going to save my life. No, Jesus is the Savior. He's my Lord and Savior. He already did that. Okay? And if you want me to go out, however you want me to go out, if you wanted me to go out with a corona, okay. But I ain't going out like that because he got different plans for me. I'm still here. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, that's a good place for you to say thank you, Jesus, too. All right? Be encouraged by this vessel that God is using over here when hip-hop meets Christ. That's all. I'm just somebody who cuckoo for Christ. So be encouraged, you know what I mean, when you get this God coming through me, man. You know what I mean? All right, 1 Samuel chapter number 28. Verse 17, and the Lord has done for himself as he spoke by me. Samuel was the first prophet of God, all right? For the Lord has torn the kingdom out of your hand and has given it to your neighbor David because you did not. So God reacted. It's something that you did that made him act like that. Because you did not obey the voice of the Lord, nor execute his fierce wrath upon Amalek, that's them giants that was left over. Goliath wasn't the only giant. You read this Bible, it'll let you know. Yeah, when they talking to aliens and stuff too, when they be talking about aliens, it's not green. There's not no green. They'll throw the picture out there. They'll be talking about aliens. You think about it, the definition of alien is stranger. There ain't no E.T. You know, the movie E.T.? Yeah, these demons, angels are strangers, right? A UFO is not a spaceship. It's an unidentified flying object. But they'll put a spaceship picture while they telling you what a UFO is. They letting you know it's an unidentified flying object. You know angels fly. Okay, all right. These are fallen angels, right? Come on, man. Come on. The Bible let it tell you the truth. Them fallen angels, why they talking about they communicating with aliens and stuff, bro? They opening up portals to darkness. We seeing it right now in 1 Samuel. It ain't nothing new under the sun. They opening up portals to darkness, man. The medium, right, who Saul is talking to, who done brought Samuel up, which is Samuel is God prophet, brought him up from the dead. This the medium talking of where that dead is. And I told you another word for medium is media, or another word for media is medium. Because these days, you're more familiar with media than medium. Media controls the airways, right? The internet, the TV, the movies, the songs, the radio, the media, the politician, media, the news, okay? All right, y'all better, this the spirit of truth hollering at you. Better recognize, you know what I'm talking about? 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 18, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord, nor execute his fierce wrath upon Amalek. Therefore, the Lord has done this thing to you this day. Moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with you into the hand of the Philistines. The Lord going to deliver Israel and everybody with you. Yeah, you and Israel. So that's why I say, you sure you want to be quick to identify yourself? I'm Israel. I'm Hebrew Israelite. You sure? Because Israel got in a lot of trouble. You better become Israel through Jesus Christ. You better start living by faith in Jesus, the one whom all religions rejected. No, y'all ain't ready for this. If you ain't ready, you better get ready. Ready or not, here we are. Because you did not obey the voice of the Lord nor execute his fierce wrath upon Amalek. Therefore, the Lord has done this thing to you this day. Moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with you into the hand of the Philistines. And we already know the Philistines, God's enemies. And tomorrow, it says, you and your sons will be with me. This was Samuel is telling them. Tomorrow, you and your sons going to be with me. And remember, in verse 3, Samuel is dead. The medium done brought him up from the dead. Mm-hmm. Real stuff. Real stuff going on. Real demonic activity going on. But he's talking to him, moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel into your hand. I mean, deliver Israel with you into the hand of the Philistines, and tomorrow you and your sons will be with me. So tomorrow you're going to be dead is what Samuel is letting him know, letting Saul know. You and your sons, the Lord will also deliver the army of Israel into the hand of the Philistines. Verse 20 says, immediately Saul fell full length on the ground. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. People forgot about God. They just know about God. They don't really know God. They forgot God. They forgot this, the Almighty, who they're dealing with, because they got stuck in religion and got stuck in Christianity and got stuck in faithless and got stuck in closed churches. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you know God, you're going to be strong and you're going to do exploits. If you don't know God, all right then. You're weak and defeated. Mm-hmm. So, verse 20, we almost finished with part one. Immediately Saul fell full length on the ground and was dreadfully afraid because of the words of Samuel. And there was no strength in him, for he had eaten no food all day or night. He stressed. Mm-hmm. And the woman came to Saul and saw that he was severely troubled and said to him, look, your maidservant has obeyed your voice, and I have put my life in my hands and heeded the words which you spoke to me. Yeah, this is the witch talking to him, the medium talking to him. Now, therefore, please heed also the voice of your maidservant and let me set a piece of bread before you and eat that you may have strength when you go on your way. But he refused and said, I will not eat. So his servants, together with the woman, urged him, and he heeded their voice. Then he arose from the ground and sat on the bed. Verse 24 says, now the woman had a fatted calf in the house, and she hastened to kill it, and she took flour and kneaded it and baked unleavened bread from it. Now you can learn how to cook from her, lady. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Yeah, ain't no microwave and no give me no hot pocket. She went and cooked a fatted calf. You know what I'm talking about? No, she had to kill it or whatever. And she hastened to kill it. She ran, got it. Yeah, can you do that? Yeah, ain't no farmers these days. A female want to give you the instant food. Here you go. A TV dinner. She took flour. You can't even make nothing out of flour, huh? Can't make no biscuits. Can you make gravy? Okay. And she took flour and kneaded it. And baked unleavened bread. Yo, you can't even make gravy, guys. Okay, and baked unleavened bread from it. I'm sorry. Okay. One more verse. Let me go. I'm going on break. Uh-huh. So she brought... Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Let me... I'm sorry. Joy of the Lord. Yes, sir. The mother can't even make gravy these days. How you do that? Going. Flour, water, and some grease. Okay. So she brought it before Saul and his servants, and they ate. Then they rose and went away that night. This lady then went and cooked a big fat calf. Went out there and killed it. You know what I'm talking about? What you know about that? Hmm? Go out there and cook me a beef of some. Talk about some steak, shit. I want mine fresh. Go get the cow, cuz. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go on about my business. When hip hop meets the Christ. You know what I'm talking about? I'm your homie Oasis, man. We on this Jesus and hip-hop, this Bible study still. All right? We'll be right back, man. That was 1 Samuel chapter number 28 for part 1. Part 2, meet me over there. Okay, don't beat me. You know what I'm saying? Don't jump in the scripture. Okay, you can jump into them. But just meet me over there when I get ready. You know what I'm talking about? If you start back at verse 1, Isaiah 56. That's where we'll be going. Appreciate you tuning in when hip-hop meets the Christ. Right.
King. I understand the Bible, the whole thing. Whoever westernized tracks the service, the fake new information about the service truth. The lies in the mega churches knowing projects will be intertwined with the antichrist. These are real things, but it must be fulfilled. It was written. Study with the realest brothers, man, no religion. Looking for the rapture, blood moon and capture. The essence, prepare the way for the Lord's presence. You can be an actor or a rapper, that's cool with the president, but everything of life ain't heaven sent. Tell me where the weather is, radio is certain death for the kids twerking, while the devil stay working. What it is, Lucifer, you such a liar, and you such a fraud. I think it's fitting that you die in Jesus' walk.
And people call it what they want, people call it what you want. I know, but I know exactly what it is.
I know exactly what it is.
Welcome to the wilderness.
Yeah, we in the war. Because you know, every time we go and tell the truth, they go and kill another rapper, mourning over that. There was no time for repentance, they just cut them off. And they ain't even had the time to figure they was wrong. And so we travel down this hip-hop timeline. The chronological order has been distorted for the police ride. And I can never sell my soul for the limelight. I don't take it like a god when it's God that gave you life.
They gon' call it what they want, you can call it what you want. I know, but I know exactly what it is.
I know exactly what it is, man.
Welcome to the wilderness.
Welcome to the wilderness.
Welcome, you know? Hey. And they gon' call it what they want, you can call it what you want. I know, but I know exactly what it is.
Thank you, Jesus, for life.
Welcome to the wilderness.
Come on, come on.
Welcome to the wilderness.
I'm focused in the season, not saved by the work. So my faith is the reason since birth. Clothes for the homeless, home example that he shows us. These for the fame chasing up to the podium. And it's been the truth, and it's written in the booth. Cause the young cheese out chip off the roof. And the Christ for the benefit, even opposition co-benefit. Scripture brings life unlimited. In the book of Daniel, mirror revelation. Things that become for the future of the nation. That's elevation, burn new age teaching. Albert Pike, soul can't reach us, souls need Jesus. Whether you like it or not, ain't no slave master religion. I shook that plot, they gonna get the eternal life. It's a rocket science, take the gift of eternal life. And you was never dying, no lying.
And they gon' call it what they want, you can call it what you want. I know, but I know exactly what it is.
I know what it is, man.
Welcome to the wilderness.
I know exactly what it is.
Welcome to the pain. And they gon' call it what they want, you can call it what you want. I know, but I know exactly what it is.
Calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all separate witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that don't move are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah. I used to think that it was safe to send my kids to school, but now I disapprove of half of what they listen to. They teach the Bible as unreliable, ambitious rules, they're screaming no missionaries, and yet I see it very clearly that they be on the mission too. What can a Christian do when half the population's under mass indoctrination? Classrooms are turned to fixing schools. Get your mind right, learn to think your lies right. They hit you with the side swipe before the full switcheroo. They've been feeding you a script. It was delicious food. How you can be the master of your fate and reinvent the rules. They renamed it progress and said that it's the truth. Don't listen to the nonsense. The Christians, they're religious fools. You see, they told you what to see, and then they told you what to think, and then they put it on repeat and told you pick and choose. I know you think that we're the sheep, that you're awake, you were asleep, but listen to the way you think. You thought that it was you.
You know, honestly, I think my biggest problem is the fact that they try to couch their ignoble beliefs inside noble causes. It almost runs the pattern of just a spoonful of sugar helps their medicine go down. And I hope that people will wake up and understand that there's definitely an agenda behind these movements. Wake up.
Yeah, they try to further their agenda at the expense of your religion, and anything that's viewed offensive is quickly thrown away. And offensive really means that you think or disagree and try to buck against the team. They simply call it hate. And since the hate is so abate, they try to shame you with the trait. You're a rebellion to your faith because your God is love. And so no judging any actions of any man's carnal passions. No matter how you read the passage, you shouldn't judge. But Jesus said as a function to make righteous judgments. And so based on your reception, you ain't heard him right. Because the love of our King is there for every human being. But you must repent and then believe to receive eternal life. So rather than war with your sin, you choose to war with him. And you may win over men, but God ain't never scared. And he ain't here to people please, so you can keep your weak critique of how if he was really meek, then he wouldn't care.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shame out there. All men trying to make their own way in this world. God is telling you to repent of your sins and return to Christ. And he'll forgive and wash away all of your sins. His blood can make you brand new. But you have to choose. The guise of evolution at these learning institutions. They say that if we don't approve it, we're uneducated. And they've arrived at these conclusions in spite of all we've introduced, excluding every contribution. They underestimate us, and they're so mad at us Christians. How dare you contradict us? I've studied astrophysics and we can clearly see that in the beginning there was nothing, and from nothing there was nothing. And I've deducted from these assumptions we have everything. There's no need for a Jesus. We're rational human beings. There's no objective cause except for neither good or evil. We all lie, we all cheat, we all lust, we all creep. In spite of all these awful things, we're really good people. But what you really gotta see is this is all prophecy. We call it the apostasy. Because before that faithful day must come a great falling away. Men departing from the faith. Don't let them set you up.
Yeah, that's real. Before that great day will come a great falling away. If the church ain't in a falling away stage right now. Look, check this out. Jesus said, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? The only good thing I see about the churches being closed, these churches being closed, is they let people know you got to know God for yourself. You can't trust these churches. Can't trust these pastors. They just people, cuz. But they ain't let you know that you needed to be dependent on God, or did they? Now, if they did let you know you needed to be dependent on God, that's a good pastor. Somebody say, I got a good pastor. You know what I'm saying? Got a good church. If they let you know and they got you dependent on God, okay. But the rest of y'all, shame on y'all. You all tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. This your homie, Oasis. Oasis. Unorthodoxed. About God business though, know that. Yeah, I ain't letting no traditions hold back the hand of God. Now I don't let nothing hold back the hand of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, we are the sons of God. This is scripture. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, we are the sons of God. It's Romans chapter 8. I believe it's verse 14. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Okay. Sons of God, stand up. Have your way, Father. All right, when hip-hop meets the Christ, we on this Jesus and hip-hop. Yeah, we still on this Bible study. So part one, we did that, 1 Samuel chapter 28. Let's go to part two, Isaiah 56. Isaiah 56, starting at verse 1. If you already been reading it, okay, hey, come back with me. Come on back. Let's get it together then. You know what I'm talking about? And the Bible, yeah, the Word of God, it's nothing else like this, because you can read the scripture and then you can go right back and read it 5 or 10 minutes later and see something different. Yeah, God will reveal that scripture a different way to you. You see what I'm saying? That's proof that the Word of God is living and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Separates even between the marrow and the marrow from the bone, separate the marrow from the bone, separates the spirit from the soul, bruh. What? It's the sword of the spirit right here. Ain't nothing to play with. Isaiah 56, verse number 1. Isaiah 56. Again, appreciate you tuning in. Tuning in, every single one of you. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Isaiah 56, verse number 1 says, keep justice. Uh-oh, I like that. Keep justice. Since I gave y'all a little bit of justice, finally, but we ain't never seen no justice in this country. But when you see a police get found guilty for all 3 charges, uh-oh. Now, you can see what it, that's why you can't leave God out now. That'll be a shame on us if we get this, you know, God give us some justice or accountability. That's what justice starts at. That's what I heard dudes say today. If God give you some accountability, but like I said, let me go back with justice. Give you some justice. That'll be a shame if you do not acknowledge him. Yeah, black folks in America, okay, in all America who not prejudiced, who just stand for what's right. If you don't acknowledge God for giving us this, okay, you think you did it yourself by getting out there and voting? You arrogant then. And God will show you something. Okay, and it's still an evil world. It's still some a lot of evil going on. But thank God for what he did. Because I'm giving him the props for that. Don't you get dependent on the government. That's still the Antichrist system. Don't get dependent on it now. They dirty. Okay, all right. There's a snake in the grass. But Isaiah 56 says, keep justice. Thus says the Lord. Matter of fact, thus says the Lord. Keep justice. I gave it to you. Now keep it. This is amazing. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 1, thus says the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Keep justice. Yeah, stay right there. America, if you're going to do right, do right. Keep justice. Got us saying with liberty and justice for all this long time, just for us to finally get justice. That Jim Crow sheezy lasted too long. We bust that up real good. Thank you, Father. He did it. Keep justice and do righteousness. Keep justice. Hear what God is saying and do what he is saying. That's how this faith thing works. Keep justice. That's how you glorify God. You got to hear what he's saying and you got to do what he says. Keep justice and do righteousness. Not just do right, but do righteousness. That means you got to do right with God involved in it. That's what makes it righteousness. Yeah, that's what makes it righteous. Not just doing right, but doing right with God. Because that's the only way you're going to do right. You got to do righteousness. For my salvation is about to come. Look at that. Ooh, Jesus is coming. Come, Lord Jesus, my salvation is about to come. My righteousness. For my salvation is about to come and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man who does this. Blessed is the human who does this. The Son of Man who lays hold on it, who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and keeps his hand from doing any evil. So if you got faith in God, continue to have your faith in God. If you looked at this George Floyd situation and it brought you closer to God and you see God, keep justice. Keep your faith in God. Put it in him. If you had your faith in him before that, keep your faith in God. Okay? Blessed is the man or the human who does this and the Son of Man, your children, who lays hold on it. Okay? Who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and keeps his hand from doing any evil. Because we read about Saul and Samuel told him that you're going to be dead with me. Y'all going to be here with me, you and your sons. Now we're seeing if you do this, And he was going to be dead because he didn't obey God, right? So this is blessed the one who does obey. Just the opposite. It goes for you and your children. If you obey, okay. Keep yourself from doing evil. Blessed are you. And God saying this to you and about you. So do me a favor and do yourself a favor and do God a favor. Start saying and start believing what God says about you. If God says you're blessed, don't be listening to the devil talking about you cursed. If God says you're blessed, don't be listening to your leg or your arm or your head or your stomach talking about you cursed or you hurt. If God says you're blessed, yeah, you got to tell your leg, tell your stomach, hey, yeah, that stomach, tell them diabetes. Uh-oh, tell that cancer, tell that corona, tell that HIV and AIDS, tell that flu. That God said, I'm blessed. I don't care what you say. Tell your boss. Uh-oh. Now, God said, I'm blessed. I don't care what you say. Now, tell your paycheck. Uh-oh. Your paycheck say, yeah, all this finna be gone. Tell your paycheck, God said, I'm blessed. Tell your payday. Got me going off up in here, Father. Tell your payday, I'm blessed. Okay, what it say? Ooh-wee. Hey, tell your bills. How about that? What else you want to name? Y'all better go ahead and name it. Tell your bills. God said, I'm blessed. I don't care what you say. I don't care if they turn the power off. You know what I'm talking about? I don't care if I got to sit in the darkness. I light some candles. I want to. God said, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Lights, when the sun go down, I need to be going to bed anyway. The power out, okay, good. You got to learn how to see the good. God work everything out for your good. Boy, y'all better get this Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, God said, my salvation is about to come. My righteousness is about to be revealed. You see what he's doing? You see what happened in America today? I still had compassion in my heart because I almost felt sorry for Buddy when I seen him giving the sentence, but I feel more sorry if we didn't get justice, if we didn't get some kind, you know what I'm saying, if it didn't go this way. And they know. That black fist that we hold up to represent black power, they'll turn into another way and then turn into a punching fist. We'll fight. Esau, remember Jacob. We're your twin brother. Okay, that's another subject for another time. Where we at? Isaiah 56. Verse 3. Do not let the son of the foreigner who has joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord has utterly separated me from his people. Okay, if he joined himself to the Lord, do not let the son of the foreigner who has joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord has utterly separated me from his people, nor let the eunuch say, here I am, a dry tree. For thus says the Lord to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths and choose what pleases me and hold fast my covenant, if you choose what pleases God. If you choose to please God, like I said, you got to make sure that you ain't got no hate in your heart for no white people, black folks. And white folks, you got to make sure that you stop hating black folks if you do. Okay, if you do. Yeah, all people. And y'all better stop hating the Asians, too. Yeah, why don't you try that? Why don't you try being good? Sit y'all behind down and stop all this bull crap. Well, God gonna tag you like you trying to tag all the races. Well, what is wrong with you? Every race is wrong except white. What in the heathen is wrong with you if you think like that? What's wrong with you? You going to make God bust you up now. God made all of us. God made the Asians. God made the Spanish folks. God made the black folks. I don't know who made y'all white. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me get on back over here. I'm just saying. Come on, man. Y'all know y'all gonna get it, man. Y'all done put us through this for 400 plus years. God got to bust you up, so you gonna get it, man. You know what I'm talking about? If you're not a white is right person, then I ain't talking to you. But if you're a Donald Trump, yeah, white is right and all that, yeah. You think like him? Okay. I'm talking about you. He's an idiot. Somebody say he's an idiot. Yeah, Donald Trump is an idiot. Isaiah 56. Let me go and read this Bible, man. Yeah, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are saved. That's why I keep running back to this word, because I'm in it and I'm safe. Isaiah 56. Let verse 3, do not let the son of the foreigner who has joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord has utterly separated me from his people, include him, because he's joined himself to the Lord. Nor let the eunuch say, here I am, a dry tree. The eunuch. This, in a nutshell, there's no private part, male, eunuch. A woman that's virgin, okay? Eunuch, that's the male part. The male. Male virgin is called a eunuch. Female virgin, all right? Nor let the eunuch say, here I am, a dry tree. I'm all dried up, man. Don't let the eunuch say that. For thus says the Lord. See what the Lord says. That's the importance. Thus says the Lord. Say what the Lord says. First, believe. Hear what the Lord says. Believe what he says. And then say what he says. Hear what the Lord is saying about you. Believe what he's saying about you, right? And then say what he is saying. Confess it out your mouth. He said you're more than a conqueror. So believe you're more than a conqueror and start saying it. All right? For thus says the Lord, okay, the eunuchs, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths. I'm saying to the ones who keep my Sabbath and choose what pleases me. Yeah. You ain't just a eunuch. You choosing what pleases me, though. You did this for me. And hold fast my covenant. If you doing whatever you're doing, if you're doing it unto God, God talking to you. You choose, okay, to the ones who keep my Sabbaths and choose what pleases me, you choose what pleases God, right? And hold fast my covenant. Even to them I will give in my house and within my walls a place and a name. God is doing this one. God has noticed you. God has noticed your faithfulness. He was just quiet. But he seen you, and he was enjoying you keep being faithful, because the devil couldn't come to him about you and say, do they serve you for nothing? Because God could say, yeah, I ain't even answered them yet. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't even blessed them. They know I'm going to do it, but I ain't even did it all the way, revealed it yet. So I ain't even did nothing yet. And look, they serving me for nothing. They serving me just because I am God. Yeah. So God noticed all that. Yeah, he felt all that faith. He noticed you. You stayed faithful to him. Watch. So he blessing you. Even to them, I will give in my house. Even to them, I will give in my house and within my walls a place. Giving you a place in his house. And with them, within his walls, a name better than the sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name. So, because, you know, your sons and daughters, you know, children, you know, and yourself, we all face death or what have you. So I'm going to give them, what he going to give you is everlasting. I'm going to give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. That you thought your children was the best thing that God can give you. Your children a blessing now. And you know you somebody, child, but I hope you was a blessing to your parents or whoever raised you. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. But the point is that this is a better blessing than your children. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. Better than the sons and daughters. Better than that of sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Verse 6, Isaiah 56. And verse 6, also the sons of the foreigner who join themselves to the Lord, to his benefits, his beneficial, his blessings to serving the Lord. So also to the sons of the foreigner who join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath, so keep from breaking God's rules and holds fast my covenant, live before God like he's alive for real, even them I will bring to my holy mountain. God blessing you. He's going to bring you to his holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Turning the churches back to a house of prayer. That's why most of them still closed. And I was talking to a prophet today. He was like, man, they've been closed, really. I said, you're right. He said, yeah, they've been closed. They've been closed before the government told them to close. You could tell they off, because when the church started listening to the government, you see Saul was the king, and he still ran to the prophet after the prophet was already dead and pulled him up from the dead through a medium, though. The media, that's the medium, right? The middle, right? That's what the airway, the prince of the air, Yeah, right now I'm on air. That's what it says on this switchboard. I'm on air because we're recording live. Your enemy is the prince of the airwaves, right? Come on, man. Hallelujah for this revelation, Father. Have your way. Isaiah 56. What is it? Verse number 7. Even them I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. God's house, when you come around to God's presence, you're going to feel welcomed. You're not going to feel like you're, you know, somebody looking down their nose at you and the ushers rushing to get a sheet to cover you because you look out of place or you feel out of place. You got a skirt too short. They want to rush and make you feel, no, this right here, this kingdom part right here, he going to make you joyful in his house. It's a difference when God does it. Do not disqualify God for what man is doing. Do not disqualify God. Do not stop believing in God because of what man has done or is doing. Make them, God said he's going to make you joyful in his house of prayer. Your burnt offerings and your sacrifices will be accepted on his altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. For who? For all nations, not just Israel, not just one nation, but for all nations. And when you follow Jesus Christ, you make all nations Israel. You got to follow Jesus. That's the only way you Israel. Not because your skin color. You know what I'm talking about? They were Israel because of their skin color. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That don't justify us now. We're justified by faith in Jesus. So do not reject Jesus just because talking about your skin color. That don't make you righteous. Somebody say that don't make you righteous. Just because you're black don't make you righteous. Yeah. Jesus said, look right here, all nations. We're in Isaiah 56. The latter part of verse 7 says, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. All people are welcome here to Jesus. Crush all religions. Get rid of all of your religions and come to Jesus. Get rid of all of your opinions and philosophies and come to Jesus. The way, the truth, and the life. The Lord God who gathers the outcasts of Israel. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. Says, yet I will gather to him others besides those who are gathered to him. So I'm gathering some now, and I'm going to gather even more. It's like God done cast his net out for a drought. He trying to catch some souls, or he going to catch some souls, yeah, of men, mm-hmm, for him. All you beasts of the field come to devour. So this is going to Israel's irresponsible leaders. You ready? You Israel's irresponsible, not responsible, but irresponsible leaders. All you beasts of the field come to devour. All you beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind. The irresponsible leaders, they blind. They are all ignorant. They don't even know. They are all dumb dogs. This is what the Bible is saying about them. I ain't calling them dumb dogs. I'm reading the Bible. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. I told you, dumb dogs. We think dumb mean you're stupid. Dumb mean you can't talk. But then, yes, sir. This is Teaching Tuesdays at the core, right? You just learned something? Or did you already know that? Dumb don't mean you're stupid. Dumb mean you can't talk, okay? So when God say you're dumb dog, that means you're dumb dog. You can't bark. That's what he said. Let's go back. Here's what, this is Isaiah 56. I told you this Bible is off the charts, cuz. Isaiah 56. Verse 10, his watchmen are blind. The watchmen supposed to be looking to the light. They blind, though. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. They don't love to work. They love to sleep. Yes, they are greedy dogs, which never have enough. Greedy dogs never have enough. And they are shepherds who cannot understand. They all look to their own way instead of looking to the way. They got their own life on the pedestal. They start preaching about their own life instead of the life. They got to be careful, man. Every one of us, it says, everyone for his own gain from his own territory. Better make sure they're preaching Jesus. Come one says, I will bring wine. So they selfish, they lying and pleasure. Come one says, I will bring wine and we will fill ourselves with intoxicating drink. We're going to get drunk, right? Tomorrow we be as today and much more abundant. So don't be that. You got the responsible ones and you got the irresponsible ones. Be the one that responds to God the right way. Yeah, God want all nations. Yeah, God loved the world. He sent Jesus for the world. You know what I'm talking about? When you come to Jesus, though, you got to take the L out of world. W-O-R-L-D. Take the L out, and you're left with four powerful letters. When you put them together, they make a powerful word, should I say. Those four letters that you're left with make a powerful word. And that's what it spells, word. Yeah. Get into the word of God. Take the L out of world. Yeah, the L stands for lying, Lucifer, the loser. So take the L out and get into the word. The word stands for the truth. When hip-hop meets the Christ, we on this Jesus in hip-hop. This Bible study, fire, shout it. You know what I'm talking about? Holy Ghost, fire. When we come back, part 3, James chapter 1. Yeah, we going into a new book right there. James chapter 1. When we come back, appreciate you tuning in. When hip-hop meets the Christ, Jesus and hip-hop. Feel Bible study.
Garvey, get him.
Here we go again in circles. Think I heard it all. We've been here before. We need something more. Something more. Something more. What you said, I can't hear, cause you
ain't talking about nothing.
Pretty girls everywhere you go. Yeah, I heard it 30 times on the radio. Yeah. Louboutin ain't gon' pay you for that bragging. And Donatella probably never heard your web. Yeah, they probably about to label me a hater. Yeah. But I know these people greater than the songs they created. Yeah. It's little homies in the hood regurgitating. And everybody watching thinking that you made it. The truth is for a few designer labels and a little bit of paper. Now you 12 years later. Hey, but you ain't Lupita, so why you beat up and pushing people to lean on a devil cup in a seizure? It sound like you put your feet up. Still a slave and money came by your freedom, partner.
Here we go again in circles. Think I heard it all. We've been here before. We need something more. Something more. Something more. What you said, I can't hear, cause you
ain't talking about nothing. Ain't talking about nothing. They talk about nothing.
for more than just, you know, the simple things that we aspire toward. We're made for more than just telling stories of, you know, how much money we can get from selling poison to people. It's time to talk about who we are and who we can be, man. We need to build each other up, not pull each other down. I feel like we're not talking about nothing right now.
Yeah, what's mobbing, man? You know I can dig it.
That's right.
I got the dirty shovel to prove it, man. Yeah. I've been where you at, homie. I'm not far removed, you feel me? Only by the grace of God, bruh.
That's right.
Real talk, yeah. Yeah, I'm born to die, bro. Soul is more than sort of hollow. I've worn the sorrow of a son that knows there's no tomorrow. I'm holding hollows in these stolen Rollos. I can burn them all, but it's an eternal war, so I know there's more to follow. I pour a swallow, explore the bottle like Coronado. My life is horrible, nothing short of a horror novel. There's no disguising it, my vision is gone. So surprised that I lived this long inside this miserable song. I wish and I long for more than just the mission I'm on. Just a typical nigga drifting with no visible home. Can't be civil with my siblings, so I live on my own. Often nervous, evil thoughts of murder be filling my dome. Yeah, I've taken lashes to capacity, no more to tally. Aborted child in the tortured alleys of Northern Cali. I made the choice to take the oyster and leave the pearl. Pain is art, they gon' see my mural before I leave this world. Yeah, I'm being honest as I should. I feel the weight that is upon us. I'm a psalmist for the hood. And I'm hoping that my song is understood, cause they're unaware that you care and what you promise us is no good.
Forsake us, yeah. And make us.
Come on.
See you for who you are.
Please.
And we're so blind.
We are.
But there's no time,
nah,
for straying away too far.
And I'm sick of it, nigga, this is prison. I'm seeing sicknesses depicted in my sickening visions. Death is whispering, but I'm too lifted to listen. Blood glistening like a prism when the moon hits it when gripping. And I'm slipping to the depths of the threat. There's no protecting me, cause every second I wear the flesh that the devil's beckoning. I'm soaked in filth and my soul is wilting like sick roses. Thick doses of pain got me in hypnosis. I stick closest to the ghosts of my bitter past at the cemetery where they bury under withered grass. I hear them audibly calling me. Seven follow me. Smell of death is all on me like rotten meat in the autumn heat. It's like somehow my cup of sanity done got a leak. I never planned to be this stranded and damned if I fall asleep. I've beaten misery. Now I'm back for a second helping. Helter Skelter is my shelter. Death is welcome. Yeah, I'm being honest as I should. I feel the weight that is upon us. I'm a psalmist for the hood. And I'm hoping that my song is understood, cause they're unaware that you care and what you promise us is no good.
Forsake us,
nah,
to make us.
You gotta
be for who you are.
I'm ready to see
you. We're so blind, there's no time.
Come on,
straying the way too far.
There ain't. Nonsense and incredible comments in my head. I wanted dead. I'm no detectable conscience, no affection for those that got no exception, no content. Slow regression, my soul's in a cold depression, the bondage slipping in the sickest sin I ever could grapple. While sipping gin, I'm mixing it with medical castles. I'm pissed like being Christian's just an incredible hassle. Never rest does the devil, he's ever ready for battle. The evil seeping in and it's weakening my state of mind. I preach to people, but I'm feeble and I'm straight up blind. I'm married into the very sin that I speak against. I rarely grin because every minute it keeps me tense. I lay up late at night awake with my demons, knowing that one day I'ma have to pay for this treason. There isn't any evil I won't do. So Father God, I gotta keep my eye on you. Yeah, I'm being as honest as I should. I feel the weight that is upon us. I'm a psalmist for the hood. And I'm hoping that my song is understood, cause they're unaware that you care and what you promise us is no good.
Forsake us, to make us.
You gotta
be for who you are.
I'm so ready,
and Lord, so blind. But there's no sign.
Come on,
straying away too far.
Bring me
back.
here. Mic check 1212, what's cracking? And how are you? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. However you tuned in. Hope you've been enjoying the broadcast. You know what I'm talking about? Here to empower you and encourage you. You know what I'm talking about? I like doing it. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. Build you up. I love tearing Satan down, and I love building God's people up, and I love building people up who don't know they're God's people. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you got to let you know you're God's people. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, love tearing Satan down, more than conquerors through Jesus the Christ, still representing warriors in God's army. You know what I'm talking about? Right now, we're on this Jesus and hip-hop. It's still Bible study. So let's go to part three, so I can let you go on to the cruiser, let you go ahead and do whatever you got to do. You know what I'm talking about? Thanks for tuning in. Let's go to James chapter number 1. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started in here. James chapter number 1. Let's get it, man. We're starting at verse 1. Bible study was off the chain today. It was off the charts, man. As usual. Yes, sir. Oh, James. Chapter number 1, it's in the New Testament, it's towards the back. If you get to Hebrews, keep going. If you get to 1 Timothy, keep going. Get to Hebrews, keep going. It's right after Hebrews. Right after Hebrews. Yep, that's why your coffee don't taste right, because Hebrew, you need him to brew it. Yeah, okay, anyway, James chapter 1. Let me see. James is all about faith. Okay? Faith without works cannot be called faith. Faith without you showing that you really believe in God, like you really showing God that you believe that he'll do what he's saying and all that. Faith without works is not faith. It cannot be called faith. Faith without works is dead. Dead faith is worse than no faith at all. Okay? Yep, churches, that's worse than no faith at all. Dead faith, there was a lot of dead faith. Coronavirus scared a whole bunch of these Christians. Yes, sir. Faith must work. Oh, coronavirus scared all these Muslims, too. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Coronavirus scared all these folk that got all their little belief in God, but they really got belief in religion. All these religions, your religion, all this, that, and the other, right? Why y'all ain't got coronavirus out the earth then? The vaccine show ain't working. At least they trying, though. They got a vaccine. It's still, it ain't working. But they ain't working. It ain't working. Then they say you got to get two shots, and then now they say you got to get a third one. Now, okay. It ain't working. Coronavirus ain't listening to no vaccine. Coronavirus is listening to Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? So this James is about faith. So let's go. James chapter 1. Let's get it, man. James chapter 1, verse 1. Says James, a bond servant of God. There's nothing wrong with being a servant of God. A bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. To the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greetings. This going to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. That's all the children of Israel. Right? Then your 12 disciples too. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. But these are the ones who follow Christ, all right? Greetings, it says. And verse 2 says, my brethren, my believers, count it all joy. Don't count it stress, but count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Go to get different trials, right? The trials of life, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. The testing of your faith, the trials of life, when God is testing you and trying your faith, it's producing patience in you. It produces patience. Patience is a virtue. In other words, patience is a good thing. In other words, patience is a God thing. So, verse 4 says, but let patience have its perfect work. Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If you be patient with God, and then you go all the way to the end and let patience have its perfect work in you, you will be perfect and complete, lacking nothing, because you're being patient with God. And you let him do his thing all the way through the end, through to the end, too. Verse 5, James chapter 1, verse 5, if any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally. He ain't holding nothing back. He gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. If you're lacking stuff, if you're in poverty and all this stuff, man, ask God, give you wisdom. He gives to all liberally. Ask God for wisdom. Don't be up here talking about, God, give me $1 million. Ask him for the wisdom to give it, to show you how to get it and keep it. You see what I'm saying? All right. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. And then it says, but let him ask in faith. So if any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith. Do what? Let him ask in faith with no doubting. Let me tell you why God can do so much with mustard seed faith, that little amount of faith, because it's all faith. It's so small, it's all faith, though. So if it's all faith, that means there's no doubt in it. Do you know what God can do when you stop doubting him? Yes, stop doubting God. No doubt in God. Somebody say, I'm not going to doubt God anymore. Yeah, you got to start with that. You hear what he say? Confess it out your mouth. I'm not going to doubt God. I'm going to stop doubting God. God, let me stop doubting you. Yeah, let us stop doubting you, God. Let us trust you, though. So ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. If you doubt, no stability. You're just like a wave tossed and driven, all right, by the wind, a wave of the sea. For let not that man, let not that human suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, because you doubting. You can't pray and then doubt. Pray to God and then doubt he going to do it? No. Gone with all that dead faith. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 8 says, he is a double-minded man. That's a double-minded person. Unstable in all his ways, because you're doubting God. You're praying, but then you're doubting him. Don't be double-minded. All right, God will answer your prayers. They were praying for Peter, and he was locked up. And then the angels came, unlocked the doors. I'm talking about without the soldiers moving, because they had soldiers outside the cell. They had shackles on Peter. The angels came. I'm talking about got Peter out the cell. The soldiers still was outside the cell. Got Peter out the chain. The Peter knocking on the door of the people who praying for him. And then the girl answered the door, and she don't even believe it's Peter. She run away. Yeah, you got to believe God to answer your prayers, man. I'm talking about got him out of jail. They praying. Got him out of jail. This is Acts, man, if you want to know for yourself. It's in Acts in the Bible. Real stuff. Yeah, God don't, he don't need man. He don't need angels. You know, no, he'll use us. But he do stuff himself. He spoke this world into existence. He reached down and created you, not through no man. He reached down and created you through Jesus. That's what he did. He is a, so that's a double-minded man, stable, unstable in all their ways if they're doubting. So verse 9 says, let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation. Always be humble before God, man. Do not be arrogant at all. Do not be prideful at all. Do not get in. Let me help you out. This is prideful. If nobody can tell you nothing, all right, you know everything, all right, then. Mm-hmm. Let the lowly brother be humble. Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation. If you humble yourself in the sight of God, God will exalt you. Instead of you trying to exalt yourself, all that Florida flexing, that flexing you doing, that good old flex, okay, Georgia flexing too. Verse 10 says, but the rich in his humiliation, so let the lowly glory in his exaltation. You glory when you are exalted, when God promotes you. But the rich in his humiliation, be humble, rich folks, because as a flower of the field, he will pass away. That's why you need to be humble and not arrogant. Because I don't care how much money you got or how much education, how much knowledge, how many degrees, how many cars, how many houses, or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? You got to be humble, right? You can't take none of it with you. It says you're still going to pass away. So that's why it don't matter how much stuff you got. Because as a flower of the field, he will pass away. Verse 11 says, for no sooner has the sun risen with a burning heat than it withers the grass. Yeah, the grass be risen in the morning because that good old dew, what we call it. Yeah, that heavenly dew, right? Done got on it. And then when the sun come up, it done killed everything. Okay, let me help you understand a little bit more. When them flowers come up in the springtime, by the time the summer come around, boy, all on gone, right? Okay.
James chapter number 1, verse 11. For no sooner has the sun risen with a burning heat than it withers the grass, its flower falls, and its beautiful appearance perishes. So the rich man also will fade away in his pursuits. Yep. The rich man and the poor man got to go the same way. Got to go back to God first. And then are you going to stay up there with him? Or are you going to hear, depart from me, I never knew you? From Jesus. Verse 12, James chapter 1. Verse 12, blessed is the man who endures temptation. Blessed are y'all for enduring this broadcast. That's right. You're enduring these scriptures. Enduring this time, yeah. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, though. Endure, outlast it. For when he has been approved, when God has approved you, he will reach, it says, you will receive. He will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. That's how you get through everything. Continue loving God. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil. So let no one say when he is tempted by God. God don't tempt you. He'll test you, he'll try you, but he ain't tempting you. So let no one, when he is tempted, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away. Look, when you are drawn away by that temptation. That temptation take you somewhere else. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. By his own desires. That's why you have to be switching your thoughts a lot. I'm telling you, man. That media be lying. That media be lying to you. That media feeds your sinful nature. Okay? So each one is tempted when he is drawn away. It draws your attention away, right? If you stay focused on that, right, you're going to be drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, get pregnant, right? It gives birth to sin. Desire will give birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. And I'm talking about that sin, boy, that sin is a dirty mother. For real, shut my mouth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sin is a dirty mother. I'm talking about the sin so dirty that sin used the occasion of the law, the opportunity that the law presents, sin used the law against us and killed us. You ain't got to take my word for it. Read Romans, what is it, chapter 7? You'll see for yourself. Like, sin took advantage of the law and killed us, man. Boy. Oh, wretched man that I am, that's that chapter. All right, where we at? James chapter number 1. We got to get up out of here. Got to let you go. What time? Let me see. Got 8 minutes left. Let me go ahead and finish this up. Verse 16 says, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Don't be deceived, my beloved believers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Think about it. You got some good gifts in your life. You got some perfect gifts in your life. They all come from above and comes down from the Father of lights. So don't get rid of them good gifts. They come from God. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Think about them gifts. You better evaluate your life. You got some good gifts in there? could be some good people too. A good gift, a good friend. You know what I'm talking about? That's a good gift. Every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation, or there is no changing or shadow of turning in God. Of his own will he brought us forth. Of his own will. Not because of nothing you did. Not because of how you behave. It was of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Verse 19, James chapter 1, verse 19 says, so then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear. Yeah, don't be trying to be so quick so people hear you, but you be more quick to hear and understand what somebody else is trying to tell you. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak. Yeah, slow to wrath, too. Yeah, don't make the lion roar. So, because the lion ain't just walking around roaring, but when he roar, he's slow to wrath, though. He's slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. So watch it when you're mad. Be angry and don't sin. The wrath of man, your wrath, human, does not produce the righteousness of God. That's why we have to be humble, and we got to be humble enough to obey God. You see what I'm saying? You got to be humble enough to offer the sacrifices of praise, because sometimes, a lot of times, your flesh don't feel like pleasing God. And God telling you to do something to go against your flesh, your own senses, and your own logic and stuff. Know what I'm talking about? You still got to do it. Offer a sacrifice of praise. You might not feel like doing it, but it's a sacrifice. So verse 22 says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. That's what these churches were doing. That's why they're closed. They can come back. But, you know, they got to do what the Bible's saying. We're just reading it right now. James chapter 1, verse 22. But be doers of the word. Don't you be hearing on Sunday. Don't you be waiting for Rev to preach on Sunday no more. You better read your word of God every day, man. You better spend time with God every day. Make God the head of your life. Submit to God. Resist the devil. Stop doing things your own way. Stop thinking your own way. Do what the one who created you to do tells you to do, what he created you for. Do that. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, looking in the mirror, he observes himself. But as soon as he get out the mirror, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. You got to look at yourself and be able to see yourself. And you know, if you're looking in the mirror and just seeing your face, that's not you. That's your face. That's not you. That's your face. Mm-hmm. Yeah, watch out for the pretty face. Watch out for the handsome face, because that's not them. That's their face. Watch out for the fine bodies. That's their bodies, not them. Okay, all right. So, he who looks into, it says, if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. Can you see yourself when you look in the mirror? You got to look deeper than your skin. You got to look in your own eyes and look at your soul. Can you do that? All right, then. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, if you look at this perfect law, this is the only perfect book in the world, the Word of God. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, it's the law of liberty. Mm-hmm. Not liberty and justice for all. Not that. We ain't talking about that. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Telling you how to be blessed when you start doing what you hear in this word say. If anyone, this is the word of God. Verse 26 says, if anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, remember, you got to be slow to speak and quick to hear. So if anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, This one's religion is useless. Now, the Bible talking about religion right here, you rarely going to see it talk about religion, okay? Because it's not about religion. But check this out. Verse 27, here go the definition, God's definition for religion. James chapter 1, verse 27 says, pure and undefiled, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father, not before man and what you think, but before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans. Orphans don't have parents, right? Somebody that needs you, visit orphans. Visit the ones that need you, the children, the young ones that need you. You can lead them. Visit orphans and widows. Yeah, widows. The ones who husbands have died, lost their husbands, died, or, you know, the husband walk around dead. Okay. Yeah, visit the ones, the youngsters that need you, and the widows in their trouble, and keep oneself unspotted from the world. That's pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father. To visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. That means trying to, don't get spotted up, you know, the bad spots on you. You know what I'm talking about? Stay pure, right? And don't be trying to be spotted, like trying to be famous either, because that'll mess you up too. There's a lot of gospel people who sing gospel, sing Christian music, gospel music or whatever, they get caught up in that too. You see what I'm saying? But you got to keep yourself unspotted from the world. Keep it about God. You know what I'm talking about? When hip-hop meets Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Jesus and hip-hop. We done, son. Bible study. Holler at you next time. Peace.
Yeah. Lots of love. May he protect us from evil.
Sometimes I feel I got this evil on my back, watching me, shooting fiery darts, hoping I slide back. When the storm comes my way, I pray the Lord he comes back, cause I don't wanna be lost, like a sailor without the map. And what I used to be a slave to, I'm tempted with that. But when I'm weak, you're strong, and your strength it proves that. Then you can catch my hands together in unison, thunderclap. You give me grip on my faith like cleats Nike ain't got. And teach me how to weather the storm, and know it's predicted you still rain along with the sun. So when I'm going through the rain, I can look at the sun. And when it's all said and done, you can look at your son. This every human, but I wanna do right, and living life dead's the only way to seem to get light. Bury my flesh alive, I want it dead in my life. Keep his evil away from me, Lord, I wanna do right.
Tell to the king, and lives of life.
For those of you that think that gospel music can go too
far, from the evil, hail to the king.
Hail to the king.
Lord of love.
Yeah.
May he protect us from evil.
Trapped in the world that's defiled in sin. They say if he ain't a dope boy, then he ain't ballin' like Jay Lynn. And sex seems the only way that you can fit in. I'm catching crazy looks every time I say I'm celibate. Dope boy saying it won't hurt just to celibate. But damn, we hear the truth, cause it ain't sweet, so they ain't tasting it. I pray you keep me strong, so I can show them truth. So when they come to you, they can look at me on what to do. I serve you off top like a coup. So when it's foreign land, I look to you on what to do. When trouble's all around, I think what Job went through. And if the enemy takes my last, you will bless his time too. And if you did it for a man, you can do it for me too. Everybody got a storm, it's just how you go through. Either you yield to the evil, or you look for God to move. Protect us from all the evil and this life we go through.
Hail to the king and Lord of life. Check out from the evil, hail to the king, Lord of love, may he protect us from evil. Hail
to the king.
Ooh.
thinking about the world, looking at the nation. Suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. Overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. And I believe, yeah. I believe, yeah. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments. So much I don't understand. So much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, and I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please. I believe, yeah. Oh, I'm just one of them old people.
I feel you so much now. I don't know what to say. Using the same excuse that I am just a man. You tell me you've been there and hold your
godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.